This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome back to yet another installment of the Millennial Gen here at Cliff Central. I am so excited to bring you guys today's show because we have a very, very special guest for you guys coming up. This man is only 16 years old and he's making waves in the creative industry. What?
16, dog.
Man, 16. I didn't believe it. No, well, he's sitting right there. Ask him. So, without further ado, I'm going to say that we are not going to do segments this show, but rather, because our guest is so dope today, we are going to start the show off right off the bat with all of us right here, right now, and I'm going to go into your bio. Okay. So, sitting here in front of me is... Adair, won't you go ahead?
You're having a hard time pronouncing his name.
No, I won't lie. It's kind of a tongue twister. Lucretius Aurelius.
Lucretius Aurelius. Yeah, yeah.
Lucretius.
Lucretius.
That's the one.
It's got a, you know.
I'm not gonna lie. It's a little bit difficult to say right off the bat, but it flows off the tongue.
It does.
Okay, so my man is a 16-year-old artist, right from here, Johannesburg, and he started his career with dancing, is that correct?
Yeah, I was dancing, well, I am dancing, but I started in like 2013, and I've been at it for a while now, and that's basically how I got into rap music and like all music in general, basically, because I was kind of around that culture, so.
Dope, okay. And then you made a name for yourself in the hip-hop dance community, right, like that, so that's really cool. Yeah. And you ventured into music...
Like 20. Last year.
How did that happen? What happened for you 2015? To make the move from dance to music? Yeah.
It was really typical. It was very typical. In the sense that I always used to write poetry. And then all my friends from school were like, well, you know, it's pretty dope poetry, so like you might as well just, you know, try to say it on a beat or whatever. And then I was like, should I do it?
I mean, that's what rap stands for, dog, rhythm and poetry.
Exactly. Huh? This guy knows that. That's dope.
I feel like my whole thing is it's so dope that you're so young and you're already doing so much.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's so many people out there that like are always saying, you know, I want to start vlogging. I want to start you know, I want to start following my passion. Some people only get to start doing the things that they love when they're like 43, you know, when they've made a name for themselves in the business industry or something. So like, I feel like you're a 16-year-old. You've already got a video on YouTube. Like, how many tracks do you have on SoundCloud?
Cause SoundCloud, I have, last time I checked, it was like 16. But that's only the ones
that you've released, obviously.
Yeah, like, cause I also dropped a mixtape about three months back. For that one mixtape alone, I had to make like over 20 tracks, and I only put like, I don't know, like 6-7 something like that out. So I have a lot of unreleased stuff, and I'm keen to drop it soon.
Nah, but that's dope, dude. I mean, shit, got a track for every year that you've been born for,
dude. That's an achievement in itself. Right?
thank you guys. Thank you.
Dude, creds. Yeah. We know, like us as creatives as well, we know how difficult it is to get your name out there, to get the recognition that you want.
Yeah,
and most importantly, also just to start out is one of the most difficult things to do. I mean, like influential people all over the internet, they're always like, just start, you know, just go ahead, just start, pick up your phone if you want to start filming things, pick up a guitar if you want to start singing and start.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really can be that simple, but on the other hand, like when you really don't know what you want to do, it can be pretty difficult to start. But
like as well though, like I think my start was also pretty weird because after I made that first track, right, I made another track after that, like with all my homies and stuff. I was like, hey, yo guys, I'm gonna make a track today. Come watch it. It's gonna be crazy, right? So they came over, whatever. We make the track. It was trash. It was bad. It was so bad. And like they told me straight up, like it's not dope. Like it's really not dope. So I think one thing that I would also say to other people my age that are trying to push a grind is that if you fail it first, if you carry on after you fail, it means that you will succeed because you've tasted what that kind of, you know, the kind of determination necessary to push through all the, not negativity, but all the setbacks. Yeah. And then also I would say I think my friends are really influential in my music, in the sense that they will tell me straight up if I make something and it's bad. Like, they'll tell me, dude, this is trash.
That's important.
That's true.
Because lots of people's friends lie to them. Like, they make, yo, okay, this is controversial, but like, if you make a bad track, rather have a friend that tells you straight up, dude, you can do so much better than this, than a friend that kind of boosts your ego, like, nah, Bryce, like, no, it's cool, you know, you can do it, whatever. Like, rather just take it on the chin and say, okay, it's not my best, I can do better, because in the long run, it'll be a lot more worth it than
That's definitely the way. Like, as creatives, we need, the most important thing, I feel, like, in order for us to develop, like, correctly, we need creative criticism, you know?
Constructive
criticism.
True.
So, like, as much as like, you want your friends to always be behind you, they gotta tell you when they're not feeling something as well.
That's very true.
Like, it's important to get both scales. Otherwise, like, you could put out something that maybe people aren't gonna feel. But like, that's also another thing with being a creative. Not everyone's gonna feel everything you put out.
True. And that's also, like, really hard to come to terms with. I mean, I think as a human being, you always want that kind of acceptance from like, other people and, like, other individuals. So, like, to also acknowledge the fact that your stuff is only a reflection of your reality, and therefore not everyone can, you know, also rock with it. I think that's something that can always help any artist, or, like, any creative, because you won't dwell on the moments when people are like, nah, I'm not feeling it. Because, you know, like, it's just, like, it happens sometimes. So, like,
okay, so, like, usually in our show, what we like to do is, we like to take a few minutes at the beginning to chat about, like, culture and what's going on in the world, like, in terms of style. So, the other day, I was on, I think it was Complex. So I was on Complex and I was reading an article, and it was,
I love Complex,
the founder of Colette, I think it was Sarah Andelman. Yeah, and she was explaining the importance of collaborations.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, what do you think, like, in the music
collaborations
industry?
I feel like, well, okay, in terms of rap, what a collaboration can do for you is it opens you up to another person's fan base, kind of. You know, but at the same time, it also challenges you, because if you're whack on a track and that person's really dope, you'll feel, like, really bad about it. So if you push and that person also pushes, it can kind of put you guys in a position where you have to just do well. So I think that's why collaboration is necessary, because it's like two opposite minds, and then you can come together and make something, you know, beautiful.
So no, definitely, I completely believe in, like, the power of collaborations. You see it all over the world with different types of creatives. And one place where I always see collaborations is on YouTube. I don't know if you watch YouTube, or you're a big fan of YouTube. YouTubers as well.
I love YouTube, bro.
Really?
It's the reason that I might fail this year. That's right. But I really dig YouTube. Like, it's pretty sick. I mean, I like SoundCloud more, I think, because
I mean, as a musician, like, it's very
Definitely. Although, actually, I think you find more artists on YouTube than like, SoundCloud. Weirdly enough, I think it's because people like seeing things more than hearing them.
It's,
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, it's, like, definitely true. Like, people are way, way more visual nowadays than they always were, you know. Especially, like, with these podcasts that we're doing now, like, we're eventually gonna get a camera in here and record them as
well.
And make, like,
YouTube
videos out of
them,
you know.
Yeah.
Put, like, a dope edit in, and
yeah, that'd be fire. That'd
yeah,
be fire.
Definitely. So, yeah, in terms of people loving the visual aspects of things, then indeed, 100%.
That's true. That's, like, also why I ended up making a video, because I realized that it's easier to relate to a person if you can see them, you know? Like,
definitely.
If you can see the emotion in their face and, like, the character.
See their body language as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, psychology is a big role, you know, in everything these days.
That's true.
So, like, going back to collaborations, is there any collaborations you've done recently?
Mostly with, like, with other rappers. The, like, recent one was with a guy named Chronic. He's a really dope rapper, bro. Like, on that track, I was not convinced with myself, because I I kind of had a verse already, but then after I heard his verse, I was like, nah.
No. I feel like that could be a reason why collaborations are so important.
Exactly,
you know,
because like it pushes you.
It pushes, exactly. So there's like a guy that's he's next to you, and you're like, nah, like there's no ways. Like, he can be the only one with dope stuff out there, you
exactly.
know? Like, if we're doing
like,
this together, no. My stuff has to be on par with
exactly,
his stuff.
Exactly. So like, it pushes both, like, sides, you know? Like, to just, like... Also, I think collaborations are really important, simply because if you see another person's perspective on that same thing, it's like a whole other world has just opened up to you.
It's very important to get like a different point of view.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
on anything, like when it comes to business, when it comes to
life in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it's next level. Okay. Mm. So, moving on, we're gonna chat about some sneakers
because that's
my favorite thing. You know?
Let's talk shoes.
Okay. Now, last time we had a whole bunch of sneakers in here.
Really?
And I think all the sneakers combined were probably more expensive than all the equipment in here.
For real?
Dog, we had... We had the shoe of the year. We had the shoe of the year.
Wait, what was the shoe of the year?
Shoe of the year?
You don't know what the shoe of the year was?
Guys, you know, I'm only 16, uneducated about this culture, you know?
It's okay, I only found out on the day. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so the shoe of the year
was
the Nike collaboration with Off-White. That's why I started this talking
about collaboration. Yes.
I've seen it.
Okay, that thing is dope.
So we had a pair of those. We had a pair of the Vapor Maxes. We had a pair of Y3s in here.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have two pairs of... No, one pair of Y3s.
One pair of Y3s. The other ones were the... Well, we had Ultra Boosts.
Yo, we had Ultra Boosts. We had Kith Ultra Boosts. It was dope, you know? We had a lot of six sneakers in studio.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also a big part of culture these days.
The fashion. I think why I like the whole rap thing so much is because everything like just kind of ties in together. Like the music, the clothing, the rapping, like the whole culture is so influential in like everything we do. That's why I think that if we really look at it, I think Drake has more influence than like most presidents. Like if you just think about how much influence Drake has only because of his music and like as a person, or like let's say, I don't know, an influential person, or like Kanye West, for example.
Yeah.
Like you can almost ask anyone who's Drake and they'll say, oh bro, I know Drake, blah 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 blah. But, like you can ask him who's the president of Venezuela, and like,
they won't know the answer.
Bro, who's that guy?
But it's true, bro. Like culture is the main thing we live on these days, you know?
Yeah.
It's the basis of our education in a sense, because it's all the cultural information, it's your ideologies, it's everything you live by, you know? It's a famous quote, it's like the people you surround yourself with play a big part in who you are as a person.
That's very true.
It's the thing, like, and then like moving back to like the sneakers and like the hype that we like to call it.
Yeah.
You go to Saints, right?
Yeah, I do go to Saints.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people in your grade, maybe a little bit of the higher grades, but they're all the ones buying
like
this hype beast stuff.
Yeah, I know the hype beast.
Oh man,
I know the hype beast. Okay, personally, I can't say I'm a hype beast, simply because I put like all my cash into the music stuff. So I think I would be a hype beast if I could afford to be, because that's an expensive lifestyle. But if you are, then if you can do it, then I think you should do it. Like, if something's really okay. Actually, another point for everyone that's like listening and stuff. You also shouldn't feel pressured to look, speak, act a certain way simply because it's popular right now. You feel me?
Respect, man.
Yeah, like if we're gonna say that it's cool to be different, then it's cool to be different in more ways than one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So that's what's...
Nah, but you're preaching to the
truth.
Choir here.
Definitely.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Mm.
You know, like, a lot of people these days are influenced by culture, like, too much. In the
sense
that they lose their identity. But this is, like, us tracking back to our conversation last week. But I feel like it's actually such a relevant chat.
It is a relevant chat, because it's everywhere these days.
Yeah, true. Oh, okay. How I could interpret that as, like as a rapper is when I see, like, other rappers my age, and they say, like, I pull up in a Rari and I shoot your mans, and I'm like, dog, you don't have a bike, bro. Like, like, dude, like, okay. I like trap music if it's actually trap music. Like, if it's pretentious, I think that's when the problem comes, because you're trying to put forward a front that isn't actually you. So I think trap music as a whole is actually really dope, though. Like, that beat tempo just bumps so well. So yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about, like, your creative process. How do you...
My process?
Yeah, like, how do you start making a song?
It all happens in the bathroom, dog.
Really? Promise, in the bathroom?
Dude.
Nah, you need a good...
That is the place. Listen, if you take a bath, you can literally write the dopest 16 ever. Like, in the bathroom, in the toilet, everything, anywhere. Like... Literally, that's where I wrote most of my tape, I think. And, like, almost all my songs on SoundCloud I wrote in the bathroom. That's a bit weird, I agree. But, I mean, hey, Bright works. So, I think,
dude,
yeah.
Like, if it's your thing, it's your thing. You know, everyone has their yeah, own process and how they do their creative art. Like, with me, I'll need to sit down. Sometimes I'll need to be with friends. Sometimes I'll need to be in a completely new environment in order for something to just... You know, spark my imagination and motivate me to start, like, painting or drawing. You know.
Oh, you paint? That's dope.
Yeah, I'm an artist. And
for real, that's
this
sick.
This isn't about me though. This is about you.
Can I just say, like, y'all guys do everything, dude, and it's so sick. Like, y'all guys inspire me on the real. Like,
thank you, man. Really, thank you. Program, man.
We appreciate that. We're just trying to do the most for like all the creatives out there. You know?
Yeah. No, I feel you. That's really dope. Thank you.
Well, aware. So let's take a quick music break, and then when we get back, we will hear what you have to offer.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's play
more.
We're
gonna
do
a young freestyle when we're back.
Definitely.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I'm ready. Okay. Let's go. Let's
Are they ready?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Are they ready? All right.
Everybody want a motherfucking Benz or B-Man. Designer sneakers. Ain't no motherfucking dreamers. Shit is deeper than Neiman. Marcus or your Hollywood starlets. Underneath this nigga starving. Impoverished. People don't give no fucks, nigga. Trump don't give a fuck. Your niggas don't give a fuck. Your favorite artists don't give a motherfucking fuck. Do you give a fuck, Nick?
Keep playing, motherfucker.
If you told them you was done now, would they pull up or would they wait out? Would they ever call you just to talk about whatever they wanna talk about? If you borrow money cause it's life or death, would they ask you for your money back? Would they tell the world all of your business? And this and that, your business, and this and that. Maybe you're too friendly, or maybe you're too real. Put your time and faith in people that can't steal the deal. Trials and tribulations often force one to reveal that maybe you just don't know what to feel. Did you know that you were with the devil last night? Couldn't see where you was going with a flashlight. I know it hurts. I'm just concerned. I know that you were with the devil last night. Baby, I ain't saying you don't act right. This world don't know. That don't mean that you can't help it down.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed those two songs.
Yeah.
And we are now back with Aurelius. The man himself.
What's up?
Oh, wait.
That sounds like a movie intro. Aurelius.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to say that name whenever you say you have to take advantage of that pronunciation? Okay, so anyway, we left off before the songs came on. You were talking about your creative process, and you were saying that you come up with most of your lyrics in the bathroom.
It's the place, bruh. Like... Okay. Let me explain myself.
Please do.
All right. So I think why I work mostly in the bathroom is simply because you aren't thinking that much when you're in the bathroom. But it's like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom and then come back. That's it. So it's a place where your thought process isn't congested with like other worldly activities and like problems and situations and etc.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, like, it's just easier to be present to the moment and just like focus on what you're doing. And then also because it allows you to be creative simply because it's like in the bathroom. Do you say, oh, bro, this is so weird? So like you just write, you know.
I mean, like, what else are you gonna do? You know.
Exactly. Like you can't write like 1 2 3 1 2 3, bro. No, it's the bathroom. So
yeah. I get you.
So then tell us how you came up with the song "I Am Alive."
I am a monk.
I am a monk.
Oh, that one.
I'm a monk. Yeah.
Let me explain that song. So while I was making my mixtape, A396, I made that tape in like a week, right? So I had like all the songs written down, but then I had to record, mix, and try to master them, all in 1 week. So I kind of hit a point where, cause okay, let's say I would work from like 12 p.m. until like 1 a.m. and then like I would sleep and then wake up at weird times and then like repeat. So my body kind of just said, nah, dude, like you have to chill, like I'm done, like I'm tired, right? So I tried to make a track where it wasn't like all deep and all like sad and, you know, emo and stuff.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, let me choose a fun topic that still has a message. So the thing about a monk, right? Monks are enlightened. Okay, they are trying to be enlightened. So what I'm saying in that track is that I'm more enlightened than these whack rappers.
Okay.
Damn.
So
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so the first bar, I think it goes, none of you whacking, your brain is a cabbage, your savages minus the additives, really you Hannibal, moving through Malibu, mandible minus a cannibal, ooh, right? So that's about biting. So
that's
like
lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just had to interrupt you.
Now, so like, it means that these rappers are trying to bite from each other, but I'm not trying to bite that because I've transcended to like a whole other level. Feel me? So it is a bit conceited, but like in rapping, you kind of have to be. So
no, 100%. Yeah. Well, I think everyone is now very interested to
hear the track,
the entire track.
Okay,
you're gonna perform it for us, right?
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Yep, you did not have a choice. Let's do this. Okay. So I'll let it fade in, and then whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Go for it.
Hey.
I am a monk.
Hey. Jigga, you whacking, your brain is a cabbage, your savages minus the editors, I am a monk. Hey, I am a monk. I am a monk.
Hey,
I am a monk.
Hey,
I am a monk.
Hey,
I am a monk.
I am a monk.
Hey. Check.
Hey.
Nigga, you whacking, your brain is a cabbage, your savages minus the additives. Hey, Billy, you Hannibal, moving through Malibu, mandible minus a cannibal. Ooh, I do not like you. You gonna drive just a hole in your shoe. Why are you so frightened? You think you fly, but you lost all your cool. True, I am the best in the booth. Move like a monk with a bottle of Hennessy. Ooh, made a new enemy. Ooh, move like a monk when he conquers the enemy. Ooh, I take your energy. Ooh, coming at me, but I come at you viper like ooh. Step in the cypher like ooh. If you fantastic, come at you sniper like doom. Bam, bam. You are not future. Can't take a mask off. Better keep your hands up. IGN and Neutron, watch as I blast off. Wax on, wax off. Hand on your face, get a hand up. Wax on, wax off. Finna get a bullet to your brain, like stand up. Wax on, wax off. Pray for your life now, please take a cap off. Please take your hats off. Looking like Chucky, look like a ragdoll. Fat mom back off. Hand on your face, get a hand up. Wax on, wax off. Finna get a bullet to your brain, like stand up. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, I am my man. Hey, wax on, wax on. Wax on, I am my man.
Hey, wax on, wax up, wax up. I am my mind. Hey, I am my mind. I am my mind. Hey, nigga, you whacking. Your brain is a cabbage. Your savage is minus the editors. Ooh, really you Hannibal, moving through Malibu, mandible minus a cannibal. Ooh, I do not like you. You got no judges, a hole in your shoe. Why are you so frightened? You think you fly, but you lost and you're cool. True, I am the best in the booth. Move like a monk with a bottle of Hennessy. Made a new enemy. Move like a monk when he conquers the enemy. I take your energy. Coming at me, but I come at you vibe like. Step in the sample like. If you're fantastic, come at you snap like. Wax on, wax on, wet, wax on, wet. I am a monk. Wax on, wax on, wet, wax on, hey. I am a monk. Cha cha, cha cha, hey. I am a monk. Wax on, hey. I am a monk. I am a monk. Jigging you, whacking your brain is a cabbage. Your savage is minus. I am a monk. Really, you Hannibal, moving through Malibu, mandible minus. I am a monk. I do not like you, nah. You got no drive, just a hole in your shoe. Why are you so frightened? You think you fly, but you lost, so you're cool. True, I am the best in the booth. Move like a monk with a bottle of Hennessy. Ooh, made a new enemy. Ooh, move like a monk when he conquers the enemy. Ooh, I take your energy. Ooh, coming at me, but I come at you vibe like. Ooh, step in the saddle like. Ooh, if you're fantastic, come at you snap like. Doom.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yo,
what?
Oh my gosh.
That's it. That's
I mean, last week we did tell everyone that we have something special coming, but I mean, yeah. Like.
Okay, I did not. I'm sorry, I didn't expect that at all.
Oh, for real?
No, but it's okay. This happens to me a lot. I never.
I will.
Like when these young creatives come into the studio, this is why we do it. Mm. Because people like you come in and you just shock not only us but everyone listening.
Thank you, dude.
Like, I mean, the thing is, I've heard like some of your tracks before.
Yeah. I haven't.
But like the performance, you know, like that was incredible, dog. That
thank
was
you,
that
dude.
Was
thank
next
you.
Level. Like much thank you, respect, thank you, thank much thank respect. Thank that was incredible.
Means
dog.
A lot. Means a lot. Means a lot. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dear God, have some water.
Yeah.
Take a seat.
But you know what's amazing. Coming next, right? I don't know if you want to get straight up into it, like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
You ready?
Are you feeling warm?
Let's
I'm sure.
Let's keep it rolling. Like,
okay. Let's do it. Yeah.
We
cool.
have to take it.
Let's
go.
Obviously. Okay. Okay, so now we have none other than our famous bed music.
Okay.
For you to rap over, but I mean, we played it.
It's
you did,
the dopest bed music.
Shout out to Snow.
Yeah,
shout out to Snow for producing the
Snow.
Track.
Snow.
Fire.
And with these freaking massive subs in here, it just
wow.
it booms.
Yeah.
It booms.
Hard.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop speaking. Let's do this. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Hey, okay, okay, hey, okay, okay, hey, okay, okay, trying to do these numbers, you would think that I'm an analyst. I shock the whole world when I drop no catalyst activist. And I'll show you what the method is. Creasy is godly like, holy than like a Methodist. Dang, almost messed up the freestyle, but I kill it. Meanwhile, this is me, my style, and I'm going crazy. LA plus New York, need new socks. My tube socks, my tubes off. YouTube, new school, voodoo, I don't know. Whole crew sick, check it. Whole crew sick like a sneeze. Young Creasy crazy, and I'm flyer than a breeze. And I'm better than the bee's knees. Bzzz on the track. Something, something, something. I got a big back. Got a big back. Money in the bag. Can I go into a verse real quick?
Go for it.
Okay, the track's coming back. Is it coming back?
So.
Okay.
It's here for you, dog.
Okay, is it? Bang. What? Okay. Okay. Check it. Listen. Okay. Okay, okay. Check. Yeah. This a tablet flow that might just end orphans. Morphin. The cyanide capsule in my endorphins is coursing through veins. Be wary of dead corpses. This a flow to stop whirlwinds and end wars with Corbin. Not spooky black with the forces. Dark Knight ride with a few hellish horsemen. Shadow Clan Grandmaster. I'm the worst kid. All you rappers are expendable like contortionists. Yo, I'm sicker than a cancer patient. Mad sickly with gallbladder amputated. Peg legs and a yellow blanket. Nurse Jill tried to give me pills. I told that girl, chill, I'd rather die ill.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's
damn.
It. That's it.
Dog.
That's it.
You've got another level of, like, talent there with
thank
your
you.
Lyrics.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
You're
thank
a young you. Lyricist out here, dog.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think, like, out of rappers that inspire me the most, I'd say... I aim to be like on the same level, or like better than Joey Badass, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he's crazy. No, he's, he,
I like that.
You know, but you have to aim high.
You, nah, dog, no, dog, stars,
just look at us. You have to aim hella high these
thank
days.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you're 16 and you're spitting bars like that on a freestyle.
Yeah, thank you. Well, like I said, like the last part was the verse. Like I told you guys the verse, but.
Yeah, but like, I mean.
The first part. Yeah,
the first, that first part was right. I was honestly, I thought a day was gonna start like just jump in.
Like, I was actually waiting for that. I was like, "Hey, yo, dude, do the thing." He was like, "Nah."
Why not?
Yeah, a day. Hey, man, what happened? What happened, bro? I don't want
to take any of the shine away from the actual star.
Dude, it's literally impossible to do that now. After what has just happened, it is impossible.
Hey. But that's another reason, dude. Like, it was just gonna be like whatever I said. Wasn't gonna hold any value after what he just came in with, you know?
I feel. Nah, but it's. Yeah. Thank you, though. Like, I think I like freestyling simply because it actually tests you. And I feel like most people aren't actually freestyling when they say that they're freestyling. So, like, you kind
of. A lot of people do, like, learn lines and things.
Yeah, I mean, they
even have their young books and everything.
Yeah.
I remember the first show we had, and the two guests were freestyling. The one guy had his book out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's whack.
Well, I mean,
what?
It was like a whole bunch of lines, like an inspiration page, you know? Like,
no.
Just
I
looking for
you.
Words.
Yeah, actually, he has like a reference list. Like it wasn't written
that's
down.
That's smart.
Bars,
that's like,
but
yeah,
it was like really terms and.
Yeah. Or like
so it was like a whole bunch of words. So like if he says one, he can like look, see, oh shit, it rhymes with that.
And like, dude, they were scribbled all over the page.
For real?
Vertical, horizontal, was like.
That's mad. Why, really?
Dude, like, that's why everyone has their own methods. We were speaking about this earlier. True. You know, the creative process.
Yeah.
When it comes to him, that's how he spits his bars.
The bathroom is lit, though. I'm telling you. Like, on the real, that's just too much, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, who did you say, like, low-key you think does that?
What, like low-key? Dude, lots of people. Have you seen the show Sway in the Morning?
Yeah.
That one. Dude, lots of people aren't actually freestyling. Like, for real. Like, you can tell when a person's actually freestyling. Like, okay, there's a level of dopeness where you can freestyle and make it sound like it's like written. And I think like Eminem's like there. Feel me?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's also lots of people where you can see, like, bro, okay, this can't be a freestyle. Like, it just,
like,
it's
quite
too good.
Like, quite a few people on Sway, like, use their phones.
Yeah, like, as well.
And
so,
you're not, like, the thing is, you don't know what's on their phone at that point.
That's
so,
true.
Right?
So it's kind of like,
you don't know how much
really
of it is
there. Yeah. Is it real? But, I mean, look, if they are, then I'm not going to hate. Like,
okay, well, to all the people listening, our boy Aurelius. He did it without his phone. Mans was standing up. Mans was performing.
Dude,
like,
dude, Mans had a water bottle in his hand. Like, that's about it.
No, it was going blue in, bottle. Dog. He was doing the scrap.
the guns.
No. Yeah, but that guy's concert's actually really dope, though. On the real.
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq. Boom.
Big Shaq. Boom. Like okay, that. Let's. Why don't we just go into that?
Nah, but he is actually, like, hands up to that guy, dude.
Dude.
He's a performer.
Dude, Mans went fire.
For real. And he has, like, so many characters as well. Like, the big man Shaq.
That's just one of them.
Imagine, bro. Like, I literally thought that was, like, a real person for, like, a while. I was like,
a lot of
that's
people
a guy.
And then he had to, like, make a video about
it. Yeah, imagine.
He was like, this is not me, guys.
Dude, he literally had to really tell people, dude. He was like, guys, I'm doing this because I want everyone to know this is not the only version of me.
Yeah.
So,
I can imagine, though. Although, yeah, bro, like I said, that guy's funny.
Nah, he's funny.
He's really funny.
Okay, so last week, we were speaking about Elon Musk and Tesla.
Then
literally the day after that,
more
he went out
Tesla.
And dropped two cars.
For real?
Dude, so he dropped this Roadster that goes 0 to 60 miles per hour, which is like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
0 to
in 1.9 seconds.
Whoa, dude.
Dude, like, to put that into perspective, I think that the nearest, fastest car is like...
It's like the Queenie's Egg or the...
It's a Koenigsegg Agera RS, and it's like... 2.3 seconds.
Aula, I've never heard of that thing, man.
Yeah, it's exotic.
Aula, I think, like, as a rapper, image wise, I'll be very whack because I'm not like an extravagant spender. Like, I really not do.
No, it's actually very good.
Yeah,
it's like
cars and things. Yeah, man, I just need a Jeep. Mazda.
That just shows you real, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
you're
yeah.
about yourself. You ain't yeah. biting off the hype.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You don't need materialistic things, dog. Yeah. That's dope. But I mean, Tesla also came out with a semi truck if you want that.
For real.
I might just buy a truck because it's dope.
Wait, like half a truck is like a transformer kind of thing.
I wish, but if it
was a transformer, I'd pre-order it.
I feel like if anyone's gonna do it,
that guy's gonna make a transformer.
We were chatting last week. Like in 2020, he aims to have a flying Uber service.
Whoa.
In LA.
Whoa.
Dude, think about that.
Dang, dude.
Like, autonomous cars, yeah, maybe. That's cool. Yeah, that's fine. But flying.
But autonomous flying cars.
That's another level, mate. Like, literally. That's some
creativity and, like, faith on steroids as well. Like, dude, imagine.
It is, dog. And then they say that they're going to go bankrupt next year.
And,
what's been going on, actually? Wait, there's been so many stories.
How are they going bankrupt?
Bruh, these guys are spending $500,000.
Yeah.
A day
or a month or something like that.
Hey, that time I don't have 10 rand on me, dog.
These guys are spending half a billion rand in the course of how many minutes?
Dude, that's like half a billion, bro.
That is half a bill, dude. Like the things you can do with that money.
Yeah. Or like the really scary thing, I think, is that Elon's probably going to do it, though.
No, like that's like, the thing. That's why it's scary.
But the thing is, I don't feel like he'll go bankrupt, dude. Like, I feel like
I think he'll go bankrupt.
He's too smart, bro. He's too smart,
dude. I think he's so crazy and so like entrepreneurial and like what's the word?
Like
innovative.
Innovative. Innovative, not innovative.
Boom.
He's so innovative. That. Yeah. That he is the kind of person who will grow a $1 billion company, go bankrupt, and then build it up again within the course of like a few years.
I actually watched something like the other day. They said that all the real money makers aren't scared to lose money because they know how to make it again.
So I
think it's the fear of losing money that can sometimes keep you from like making money. I feel like that
applies to everything. True. The fear of people like not accepting it. Oh crap! What if I can't? What happens if it messes up?
What if suck?
Exactly.
What ifs are terrible. Like,
we got a 16-year-old in the studio telling you guys that what if suck.
Learn a few things.
My man hasn't finished high school yet. He's here with.
Hey man, although can I tell you guys? Hey man, high school's real, guys.
Dude, high school.
Hey man, high school's
real.
We were there.
Unfortunately, we were there.
I have no idea how you guys did this.
Honestly, I don't know either.
I am shook. I wrote Afrikaans today.
He came here from writing a paper.
Yeah,
and
it was
just went
deep
on the
paper.
Freestyle like that, dude. Well done. Well up, mate.
Nah, bro, it's the anger.
But that's dope. Like the next time we host an event, we host events as well at our office space. We do some dope things. So like, you gotta come through and perform, dog.
For sure,
like,
dude.
We
that'll
get all
be
of our
so
millennial
sick.
Artists to come and perform, showcase their talents. Like,
nah, that'll be so dope, dude. That'll be so dope. Like, thank you for it.
So we're gonna go into another music break. One 100%. Song this time.
Yeah.
Here is Masego and FKJ Tada.
I love this song. Whoa.
Okay, I deeply apologize for that. I had to fade that song out. Such a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's
sick. But a good reason.
Yeah.
Technically not a good reason, but I'm gonna say it's a good reason because it means that we're gonna come back next week with even more fire for you guys. Okay, so we are wrapping up Aurelius Thank you.
You sounded scared when you said it.
Dude, like, every time
this guy was like, oh man, should I say it? Should I say it again?
Every time I'm actually gonna,
I thought he was just gonna say it, like, my guy or
yeah. Dude, I was gonna say that, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Bro.
Oh really? I was right.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah.
I mustn't have so much doubt in myself. Anyway. Yeah, okay, so yeah, we are wrapping up. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you guys. It's so a really welcome. Dope platform, and like, I really respect what you guys are doing as well.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. And we have a post for you on the site.
That is
so everyone who wants to go and learn more about Aurelius and his music, head on over to www.themillennialgen.com. There is a post up there with his bio and link SoundCloud, to his music.
SoundCloud. Instagram. Apple
thank you
music.
So much. Apple Music.
But just tell everyone where they can find you. Dude.
All right. So my SoundCloud is Lucretius Aurelius. My Instagram is at Lucretius_Aurelius. My Apple Music is Lucretius Aurelius. And my YouTube is Lucretius Aurelius.
Okay. So it's the standard.
It's a standard. So that's everything.
Okay. Well, anything else from you, Adair?
Nah, I think we got it covered.
Yeah.
A big thank you to you because you came in and you killed it today.
And we are ready for next week's show. Tune in next week, Friday, 3 to 4 at the Millennial Gen. Thank you all for listening and goodbye. CliffCentral.com.